Yeah. The doctor's been in colonoscopy with a report to Bishop Margaret Roberts and a history of personal colon polyp, and also a history of rectal carcinoid tumor removed in 2016 with Dr. Mancuso. She's a follow-up colonoscopy physician, service colonoscopy physician, and Dr. Nelson, and Bishop Bishop Blood, Bishop 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 Discovery rectum, I just might find a colon for the colon syndrome. Patient with torches colon. Coming out, I saw four flats, a hyperplastic looking with a polyp, about 3 to 5 millimeter in diameter. This was sigma. I could remove the heart force of polyp. I think completely no both polyp back in bleeding. In the rectum, I did not see even the recurrent polyp mass noted. Multiple pictures were taken. Also, rectal pressure within the basket, the recurrent rectal polyp or mass. The skeleton, I was searching for the environmental hemorrhage, mortar. Grade 2, grade 3, and I'm meeting out with the criminal position of patients on the front of the kitchen. Find a colonoscopy of the cecum. Number 2, torches colon. Number 3, peritoidic cephalic. Number 4, distal sigmoid colon, flat, polyp, hyperplastic looking like. Remove the heart force of polypectomy. Successfully, no post polypectomy bleeding. Number 5, in the rectum, I did not see evidence of recurrent polyp in the rectum or any recurrent mass in the rectum. Number 6, grade 2, grade 3, intrahepatic recognition. I look for the polypathology. It comes up in an colonoscopy in 3 years. Number 2, advice should you have a rock wall. There's 2 solid minutes of 75% perfect connection and nutrition. Please send the copy to Dr. Kunta, K-U-N-T-A, the oncologist at Claremont, and copy Dr. Yadira Perez. The day of procedure was April 9, 2022. Patient transition. Thank you.